the Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionics Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionics Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
A little bit late, but thank you very much for downloading and streaming and following the Radio Today programme this week. It's all about women in radio this week, women at Bauer in particular, as we say thank you to Bauer for making this week possible as we speak with KISS Network Content Director Rebecca Frank. She's in conversation with Victoria Easton Riley, who's the Content Director for HITS and Greatest Hits Radio Networks in Scotland. And Victoria is also Head of Women in Programming at Bauer. And they're going to be talking about new initiatives that focus on training, championing and finding female talent to work in the radio industry. It's a gripping conversation. So turn it up for the next 25 minutes and have a listen to Rebecca and Victoria on a very important topic as we celebrate International Women's Day.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Mikasa.
So it's International Women's Day season, I like to call it at the moment. Often March gets stretched out for all of us into a sort of focus on international women's issues in general. Just on a personal tip before we sort of talk about some other things, what does it mean to you, this kind of day, this season?
So someone actually recently asked me if I felt that International Women's Day was necessary. And I came back with, oh my God, absolutely. Like, it's so important. And I think it's a really nice point in the year where we can really help empower women and, you know, get into discussions about women and careers and in health and business and all sorts that generally don't happen sort of throughout the year. And, you know, it's a really nice time sometimes to just stop and think about yourself and your colleagues and your friends and your employees. And, you know, it was as I sent a text to a few of the women in my team on Monday, and I just said to them, look, this is a really nice day for me just to thank you for being, you know, talented, kind. I'm so delighted you're on my team. And it's just those moments that just make you stop, doesn't it? And just appreciate each other a little bit. And it's always really well received. And I've also done it to men too. You know, I've sent over the years on International Women's Day, I've sent emails or messages to men who I've worked with throughout my career and just said, thank you. Thank you for being a man who has really supported me through my career. And who's always pushed me to take that next step. And there's a lot of wonderful men that I've worked for. So, you know, it's not only about celebrating women, it's also a chance to remind ourselves of how supportive some men really can be for women. What about you?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think about exactly what you just said, allyship, really, which I think, you know, the explosion of Black Lives Matter movement over the past year and everything, or sort of a little bit more social consciousness that seems to be sort of happening, certainly from my point of view at the moment, is it's not women's only issue to sort out women's problems and, you know, to be an ist of anything, to be a feminist or, you know, and any ist, is it always has a sort of connotation that perhaps you're only about advocating for that particular group. But I think absolutely for me, International Women's Day in season is just, like you say, it's just a really good excuse to stop and think, to focus, to use it as a springboard to for businesses to focus on things, and allyship is definitely a huge part of that. So yeah, really great to see lots of the men and women, however they identify in our business, and you know, stepping forward and thinking and most importantly taking action. So yeah, I totally agree with what you said. I think that's really interesting and lovely that you sent that text. I think that's really cool. They must have loved that. So loads of businesses are, like we've just said, really using this season as a bit of a chance to launch things or to springboard things or to shine a light of things. I mean, the fact that we're doing this podcast is definitely sort of part of that. And where we were, Bauer Media Audio has announced that it's launching new Women in Programming courses. Can you tell us a little bit more about what they'll entail? Because I know a little bit, but it'd be really great because I know you've been working on it for a while. What they'll entail?
Yeah, so essentially we've created this. It's something I'm so excited about, actually. I get really animated when I talk about this, but
It's a pipeline for diverse women from sort of pre-entry level, from the very start of their career, and people, you know, women who are just really interested in a career in radio, you know, through to sort of early midsection to people who've got a little bit of experience but maybe haven't, you know, don't have the commitment of a regular show or anything like that, into women who are already within the business and how we can sort of support them to develop into senior positions and into management. And it's really interesting because we actually started this, we did this course in Scotland. So I really wanted a course that we could do for the women in my team. And I look after the HITS and the Greatest HITS network in Scotland. And I worked together with the Radio Academy, the Academy for Bauer. And we spoke to the women one-on-one about what they might need and, you know, what sort of bespoke training they could get. If they could have anything in the world, what would they need? The one thing that was really interesting that kept coming up was confidence training. Every single woman that we spoke to in those sort of interviews said that they just felt that they had imposter syndrome, you know, which I think is a really common thing in a lot of people, but certainly a lot of women. And, you know, but there was also vocal training and there was desk training and there was sort of management training. And we ran the course last year and it was really successful. And I know we can come back to that in a bit more detail, but we sat down at the end of last year and we said, how could we develop this further? And I was really keen to sort of push this into the rest of the UK because it felt so successful. So it is essentially an initiative that's going to focus on championing, training, finding new wonderful female talent in the radio industry. And the way it starts is certainly with the main sort of women in programming training is that women will get a sort of personal mentor, sort of development coach that will sit down and sort of discuss it with them. It's going to run for 10 months and that starts in March. So it's really quick. We've turned it around really quickly. And it just really helps them develop and progress their career within our business, which is just fantastic. Like, I'm just so excited about it. I'm so proud that we've managed to do this. Like, you can see now, you can see the smile on my face as I talk about it. Like, I'm just really excited.
Absolutely amazing. And I think there's things like confidence, and that they're often called soft skills, which I really hate, because actually we work in a really social industry. Everything that we do is about connecting with humans. A lot of what we do in audio comes through a human being's mouth and their heart and soul. So things like confidence and that sort of mentoring piece that you're looking to bring in, which is so important. I think these are absolutely the crux of these pieces of training and support, aren't they? Especially if that's what people are crying out for.
Oh, absolutely. And it's like you say, you know, soft skills. It's absolutely not. You know, if someone doesn't have the confidence to do anything in their job, they won't do it well.
Yeah.
You know, I remember going back through my career, especially the early days, where you'd sit in a boardroom and I'd be terrified to give my opinion or my thoughts. And, you know, it's not a soft skill. You need to teach people to speak up and feel confident about it. So for me, it's like point one. It's like, let's get people confident in a workplace before we start talking about, you know, vocal training or desk training. It's point one. So that's really exciting. But we've also got like a second course, which is sort of evening classes, which is to upskill female freelancers who want to access work at Bauer Media. And through the classes, same sort of thing. They'll receive training in scheduling, decision making, editorial, social media, branding, all that kind of thing. And that begins in April and it runs until July. And then there's something else that's really cool that I think you might know about, Rebecca Frank. It's your baby. It's the KISS Summer School.
Oh, do you know what? This is amazing. I've been at Bauer for a year now and I really wanted to, within the first couple of years, get something like this set up. So I'm just so, so stoked that we're able to do this. And it all really ladders up into all of the women in programming stuff that you've just launched. But yeah, well, this is a sort of aimed at 16 to 24 year olds. They're going to really get that proper hands-on experience of what it's like to work in radio and content with a brand like KISS. It's a real sprint kind of course is the way I'm like to describe it. It's 2 weeks of intensive training, mentoring to your point, actual responding to live content briefs, you know, having output that they create and learn about during these 2 weeks that they're going to come on board. And the best thing is it's open to sort of 20 young women or people that identify as women. So just really, really stoked about that, because it's a two-way street, isn't it, when you have people coming into the business to gain experience. We also, as a business, get their insights, their honesty. There's no sort of, oh dear, I'm going to be worried. What, you know, absolute honesty and insight and kind of, you know, rawness that you get from people who are entry-level, who aren't part of a sort of corporate machine, are just completely, it's just completely invaluable to a brand like KISS and, you know, and the Hits, absolutely. So, yeah, I just think it's going to be very tangible, very real. We're at a stage of evolution at KISS, so we just, the more insights, stories and input we can get from young people, the better. But the best bit as well is this really is, you know, in line with our values at KISS, to be there for people at different life stages and to stand for that. So, yeah, to be able to be out there going, we've got this amazing summer school available for 20 people, which is a, you know, big group of people, is brilliant. Yeah, feels really, really good.
How exciting is that? I mean, for me, it's the thought of me being 16 years old and having this opportunity to have, you know, a content director of a national station to say, you know, I'd really like to learn from you too. Like that I just wish that had been had happened 25 years ago, whatever, for me when I was starting out, because that's never really existed before. And it's important, right? You need,
yeah.
We can learn from young women as much as they can learn from us.
Totally.
I think it's a real two-way street, isn't it?
And also, you know, 20 people, you know, we all wish it could be 1,000 people, 100 people, whatever. But I never underestimate the halo effect, the power of that halo effect of 20 people having a great experience somewhere. And that word of mouth and that encouragement that they might then go and give other people, that look, there are these jobs that we didn't even know about. It's not just presenting. Here's how it actually works. Oh my goodness, my idea actually made it into a breakfast link or onto social media, or we actually invented a program and pitched to the content director and she listened, you know, which I absolutely will. It's that halo effect of things like this. It's not just for the people that are involved, but it's good nourishment for our teams as well, isn't it? Like, that's going to be great nourishment for my teams to be able to get, you know, mentoring experience or management experience, or maybe they've never set a brief to somebody junior before, but they're going to get an opportunity to do that, because I'm certainly not going to be micromanaging this. This is going to be something that I want the whole team to get nourished by. So it's like a Trojan horse of progress, actually, these things, because, yeah, I think just that word of mouth, that good experience that 20 people or however many people can manage to get through the Women in Programming course overall, that's the real win. And it's the intention of the business as well that's exciting, isn't it? For you and I as female leaders, I'm certainly feeling it, and I know you are, just looking at how buzzing you are all the time when you talk about this. It's just, it's energising, isn't it, for you as a leader?
Oh, my God. Like, it's so much, you know, it's... I think something that's something actually that's really changed within the industry today is that it's a lot more open and it's a lot more about discussion, and it's not someone from above talking down to people in the you know, who are further down the chain. It's not. It's about, you know, I certainly as a leader don't preach at my staff, and I don't come in and sort of order presenters for how I think it should always be. It's a full-on discussion, you know? It's a chance to, as a team, I love to just sit down and we chat about it. And sometimes they'll say to me, nah, I think you're wrong. And I'm like, do you know what? Yeah, you might be right. And that's what I think is really important about all of this. It's just that two-way conversation. It's just, I think it's great.
Yeah, and I think that's encouraging for people to think that there isn't always a right and wrong way to get into stuff, which I do think puts off not only women who don't see as many of themselves perhaps in the industry in positions of power or in society in some sectors, to just know that there isn't a kind of, gosh, I have to be like that guy or I have to be like that person to be successful. Because, you know, especially like we were saying in the industry that we're in, that's about connecting with other human beings, there are standards and there are guidelines to do with Ofcom. Aside from that, how we go about things and how things are generated and how you can get on the ladder, everybody's got a different path, haven't they? So many people study, so many people don't, so many people make and do. I mean, actually, just on that, you know, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time. I mean, I do, and I sort of feel like I've got a fairly consistent response that I say. But sort of, what tips do you have for sort of women, apart from apply to the things that we're talking about, what sort of tips do you have in general for people that want to get cracking in radio? Have you got any advice?
Yeah, so for me, I went to college and I studied sort of like a music industry management sort of course, but I never went to university. I don't have a degree. You know, for me, it was, I grew up and I went through high school thinking, one day I want to produce the Radio 1 breakfast show. And that was always my focus. And I've been quite driven that way. Like, I've always had a target that I've gone for. And I'm one of those annoying people that if someone says, you know, you can't do that, you're a girl from Falkirk, Central Scotland, you can't go off and produce the Radio 1 breakfast show. And I'm like, watch me. So I think for me, that is really what's guided me through from start to finish was, I have to prove this to myself and I will do this. And I was never afraid to really push for experience and be in front of people. And, you know, when I had a job in radio and I was a producer and I'd been doing it for years and I wanted to go to London and I wanted to follow Radio 1 Dream. And, you know, I would travel down to London and I would send an email and say to the likes of Ben Cooper, can you just meet me for a coffee tomorrow? And he would, which was really kind of him at the time. And then, you know, those sort of things just happened for me. I was just always pushing and just to show people how eager you are and how much you want it, I think took me a long way. And I found experience everywhere. I did recording studios. I did indies. I did commercial radio. I did BBC radio. I did everything you could think about to do with media. I was there and I was like, just let me sit in for a week and let me see what you do. And that was a really huge part of building my career and my path. And not only because of the skills that it taught me, but also you then go to an employer who has a vacancy and you show them the things that you've done, you know, and you say, I've been here, I've been there, I know that person, I know that, and I've done networking and I know them and I've been to this talk. And it, people really shine out that way. You know, and that would be my biggest tip for anybody. And I always say it is just do everything you can. Don't ever have those thoughts of, oh, I can't really be bothered, or is it really worth something sitting in for 2 days in a radio studio? It is. It 100% is. And it all adds to your skills and your networking. And it makes you look like a really valuable person to be part of the team who's as hungry as that. But again, it all stems from confidence. You know, you've got to have the confidence to be pushing yourself. So it goes back to that first point earlier of soft skills. It's not, you need to be confident enough to do it. What about you? I don't actually know the way you got into it.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, fairly similar in terms of being driven to be part of sort of team sort of in radio, but actually it was more sort of music that kind of got me into the genre. So actually it was sort of more sort of pirate radio, and I'd go to sort of, you know, my sort of DJ friends were doing things, so I'd sort of got that buzz of seeing what's under the bonnet of this medium that I absolutely love listening to. Never any women on pirate radio, always the sexy voiced women that did the idents in between all the sort of shows and stuff. So very difficult for me to sort of see myself kind of doing anything in there. But it really was kind of being inspired by people like Sarah Cox and others and hearing them. Never wanted to be a presenter, but just hearing, oh, it's quite sort of normal people that are really relatable seem to work in radio, made that a really attractive thing to me. And I was just really lucky, did some volunteering at Virgin Radio back in the day. Again, it was a bit of a put my hand up and ask in those days, which it kind of was. And actually quite good that there isn't so much of that, you know, who you know kind of mentality that happens anymore. It's great that we've got schemes like we've got so that everybody gets a chance to kind of get involved and it's an open call. And then, yeah, it was kind of that passion for music really that got me my first job at the BBC when they were about to launch this digital station called One Extra. And it was actually when DAB was about to launch as a whole. So it was me sitting there in an interview talking about how I'd done some voluntary stuff at illegal radio stations. I'd done some voluntary stuff at some legal radio stations. And I was super passionate about it. And I, you know, exactly that. Just maybe I didn't have the confidence. I think it was more that I had the passion and I had the wherewithal and the support from family to sort of encourage me to do that. So really lucky in that vein, but I completely agree with that advice about make and do, show it, don't say it. So now there's community radio, hospital radio, student radio, everybody's got a microphone on their phones and can upload anything to SoundCloud, social media, even TikTok, people doing skits, and YouTube, and all of these free to air, like amazing platforms that allow people to just get their voices, their content, their passion, their personality out there. And even if that's not you on the mic or you as the person kind of doing it, it's being part of somebody else who wants to do that and helping them put it together. You're producing, you know, if you're the one sitting there helping them plan what it is they want to stick on SoundCloud and you're the one hitting record and making it sound all right through YouTube tutorials, even. There's so much out there now that you can have a look yourself, isn't there, that you can just get going. So I agree. I think we all hire on attitude, don't we, as much as kind of like skills now. So if somebody's willing, able and super shy, they still have an absolute crack at it. They don't need to be jazz hands from sort of day one. So I really agree with that. And I just wanted to ask you, actually, because I know you've been working, I've only been at Bauer a year, but you've been working on this kind of women in programming sort of strand for a couple of years now. It's been running for 2 years, hasn't it, already?
Yeah. Yep.
I almost just wanted to get a little sense from you sort of finally on what results have you truly felt and seen, you know, and how is it genuinely making a difference from to your mind?
So this was something that I was so particularly proud of with the training that I spoke about earlier with the women that on my team in Scotland. And I honestly was astounded by the benefit to the business that it brought. And the thing was, obviously, we hit a pandemic, right? And the training that we had planned and in our heads just didn't happen the way we thought it would. We'd hoped to get together, you know, in hotel boardrooms and really sort of share positive experiences and empower each other. And it didn't happen like that. And suddenly, you know, like everything, we were suddenly thrown into doing it online. And it did change it slightly, but, you know, we still really had some astounding results, and one of which for me is that four of the women who did the training in Scotland now have regular shows out of it.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, and they were people who were on air, but you know, their roles were sort of travel. They would just maybe be chipping in now and again, and part of this really brought them the confidence. Go back to confidence again. Sort of really just brought them out of their shell a little bit. And there was sort of real sort of honest and open conversations as well about what we've experienced in the industry and how we could do it better, how we could support each other better. And yeah, so we launched, you know, the October time last year, we launched new Saturday morning breakfast shows. They were sort of like a development breakfast show. And yeah, four of those women now have their own shows every week. And it's amazing. And they are sounding fantastic. And every Saturday morning when I get up and I put another one of the stations on, you know, I'm bursting with pride at how far they've come. You know, this time last year, they were only about to come onto this course and, you know, weren't sure if they were going to have a career in radio or not. And now there they are. They rock up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And, you know, we've got a lot of the female leads have like their name first. So it's like Holly and Gregor and TFM. And, you know, and I honestly believe that they've all got a really bright future ahead of them in broadcasting. And honestly, I absolutely love it. I just love it. I'm so proud of them.
It's amazing. You just doing it, aren't you? This is the thing, isn't it? There's no formula. You just got to do stuff, take a chance. I think that's what this whole season of International Women's Day, back to what we were saying at the beginning, and International Women's Month is all about. It's about people just sticking their necks out and getting on with it, actually, isn't it? And letting that halo effect take shape. So, God, I love it. I feel so energised talking to you. This is great. And then we've got a lot, it'd be useful, I think, just for people listening to know, and I know this is here's the science bit, but it'd be really good for them to sort of know how they can get in touch and find out more about everything that you particularly have been sort of chatting about, but also the KISS Summer School. So yeah, you got some details there.
Hello at boweracademy.co.uk or the Bower Academy website has everything. You know, you can get in touch with any questions. The website will tell you everything that you need to know. Applications for the evening courses for freelancers close on the 31st of March and the summer school on the 14th of May. So yeah, there's a bit of time there. But yeah, like I would just say, just get involved, you know, especially, I'm actually really proud to be at Bower. And, you know, I feel like I've been around a bit, Bex. You know, I feel that I've worked for quite a few groups, and, you know, we worked together at Radio 1, and you were my editor in the good old days that they were. But, you know, for me, I'm really proud to be at Bower and really proud to be part of our D&I forum, and really proud that we're all fighting for change. You know, and I mean, just quickly, don't mind me coming in and saying, but the D&I forum at Bower, we work across 5 pillars. So it's not just women in programming. You know, there's race at work, there's LGBTQ+, there's of course women in programming, there's enable, there's social mobility. And we meet once a quarter, and on that board, you've got Dee Ford, who's our group MD in the radio side. And, you know, we've got Chris, too, who's CEO of the publishing side of the business. And we all sit together and we just talk about how we can develop the business, because, you know, we're all there and we're all really passionate, right? We're all really passionate people about reflecting and representing our staff, our audiences, our clients, our advertisers. You know, it's really important that we do that. And that for me just makes me really proud. I get really proud when I turn up and we do these forums, and we all strive for change, representation across all groups, right? And this is just part of it. This feels, working with the academy and the guys there have been amazing, and the support that they bring to all of those groups. You know, it's about us all driving change. And that's one of the reasons that I'm where I am, because I'm really passionate about it. You may have spotted that. but, you know, I think it's just really important that we're transparent, we're fair, we're changing representation, we're bringing more female leaders through. And that, I mean, how cool is that? How cool is that?
It's pretty cool. And we're here, and I'm really proud to know you, and really glad that we're connected again at Bower, because I couldn't agree more. It just feels like a really people-driven place, and yeah, just really nice to be able to chat to you today. This is lovely. We should do this more,
shouldn't we? With our wine next time.
Yes.
Yes, definitely next time with more wine. Thank you, ladies. Wonderful conversation. They just sounded so natural just talking together. It was like nobody was being interviewed. They were just chatting, which is what it's all about, isn't it? So thank you very much. You've been listening to the KISS Network Content Director, Rebecca Frank, talking to Victoria Easton-Riley from Bower in Scotland about all the new initiatives coming in at Bower, targeted especially for women. If you want more details, there's a full story online right now at radiotoday.co.uk. By the way, whether you're doing an OB, an interview, or co-hosting, Clean Feed is designed for radio and podcasters, and now it's simple to connect live audio over the web with Clean Feed. The quality is great, and you can record what you're doing as well. Clean Feed doesn't cost anything to get started, and you can find out more at cleanfeed.net. Okay, that's your lot for this week. Thank you for following the podcast, or subscribing, or downloading, or streaming, or whatever you're doing with it. Next week, we have something equally as exciting, and maybe something a little bit more funny. And that'll make more sense when you find out who it is on the show next week. I'll speak to you again soon. Take care of yourself.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Macasso.